What is up, everyone? Welcome to the episode 2 of Warcast, brought to you by Warcry.
Yeah, so I was sitting here with my drumstick and almost air drumming along to you when you just like announced that introduction. So yeah. I cannot hit anything because it would get recorded and it would sound like a fart. That's why I was just air drumming along to it.
You can probably give a drum roll, but...
Yeah, it would. I was just telling you that it would sound like a complete fart because if I hit the drumsticks on bed, it sounds very weird. So let's just insert the background music here. Let's just say that.
Awesome, but we do have a video where you performed your drums on the bed, and I was playing the guitar.
Oh yeah, that one is worth remembering. It was a nice time. Yeah,
winters.
We were practicing. Yes, it was. And winters in Jaipur was very fun. Only the miserable part was the getting up for morning classes, and that led to us bunking the classes most of the times.
But yeah, that was fun. I was in my previous room that time with Ashwath. But yeah, that was some fun. So today has been quite a ride. We probably this is the fourth or fifth time we are recording this podcast. And we had many technical issues today, but nevertheless, we are here and we are strong and we are ready to roll. So,
I think
we can start with the Gojira thing since we were discussing that. So, yeah, I was telling you about how I experienced that big picture moment with while listening to Flying Waves by Gojira, of course, while my way to work. In the car, and so basically when that part comes, so I was telling you that is a simple guitar riff and that has a simple drum beat behind it. I don't know how simple that is, that you might be knowing, but the combined big picture, the sum that both of those instruments make, and along with the bass and everything, that is huge, and that is bigger than or larger than the sum of the parts, or the parts, or however you say it. I forgot that saying, but yeah. So I was telling you about that, and I was wondering now, how do you plan on executing on that further?
Yeah, so I totally understand. Like I can relate to you when that intro kicks in right after. There's a complete minute of build up that is there in the song. They started out with a very laid back groove. It has an eerie atmosphere to it, and then it slowly builds onto something very big. And rightfully, it matches the name of the song. And that intro hits exactly like a veil in the face. So
right.
I can totally understand that. And the thing which you told, that it is in a way quite simple as to. Like comparatively simple as to what people expect out of metal bands, and that is what makes creates a lot of difference, because you are using a very subtle language, or you are presenting your ideas in a very simple manner that has a huge impact.
Yeah.
And it's not only about the instrument, and you're giving the song that particular space. So by keeping that in mind, if you write a piece of music, it turns out to be very impactful, and that's what Gojira has always done. So they always keep a balance between that simplistic yet heavy nature sounding grooves and sections where they go completely bonkers and they just let themselves capabilities do their job. So yeah,
yep.
it's what that balance is what we also as musicians are trying to find, and I believe with the coming days it would reflect in our music.
For sure, man, for sure. So yeah, that is the thing. When I heard that part, and the drum beat behind it, and then the second part comes, which is a little more complicated than that, which is so that part, and it's an awesome groove, an awesome part, a very complex part. But at that time, that magic is, you know, it vanishes for that duration. Even though that is a very excellent part in itself, but for that duration, that magic is lost. somehow, even though that has its own charm. So Gojira, what they have done is they have balanced it very well. The simple parts, they sound huge, and the complicated, a little complicated parts, they sound very, very technical, and they appeal to us in a different way. But there's a balance going on there, which is very, very efficient, I would say. And with coming to our own songs, I think we can apply those same concepts to our songs. So as we were discussing earlier with regards to Unsullied, so we discussed a lot. I would probably it will be a better idea if you now share your vision for Unsullied. I would love to know that.
So that groove which comes after intro in Flying Whales, I understand like how it shifts. So what they have done is they have created a massive wave for the audience with that intro riff, and then they are introducing something complex. And so they are very smart about it and not doing that right away, so that the audience or the listener gets completely like confused about what's happening. So they start out with a very hem very heavy yet a little simple groove, and then slowly build up things. And yeah, coming to our song Unsullied Rage, so it's structured in a way that the intro is where all the energy accumulation takes place, and it slowly builds up, and there's a climatic part in the intro with the blast beats, and then after we enter into the verse. So the problem which we are facing at the moment is that the components are ready, and it's just that we are having a little bit of issue with the bridge part, like bridging different components that we have. So it's like a
Transitioning.
different islands, yeah, transition. So it's like we have different islands and we want to merge them. So for that, as you also previously mentioned to me, that in verse the energy drop should not be it should not be a complete 180 degree turn as compared to the intro. It should be subtle. It should be something which is a bit straightforward and right in the face, because there's a little bit of complex riffing which is going on in the verse. And if I pair that along with something which gives listener like something to follow along and also like bang their heads along to it, that would be something worth doing. So that is what
Exactly.
the direction we are headed. Let's see what comes up in my head and whatever builds up.
Right. So I just remember now, like from our previous conversation as well. So that we were thinking in terms of skank beat or something like that, or something that gives that kind of a feel for the verse. Because if you see at the intro level, intro you can go and you do go very extreme with the blast beats and all, but that is all very appropriate there because the guitar riffs are not that complex. I mean, they're complex at only certain times, but most for 80% of the riff cycle, if we take one riff cycle, because that is what is repeating over and over again, that 80% of it is simple actually, if you look at that. And I think Ayush was also saying something like that, but my point being that gives you a lot of leverage, or I should say a lot of room where the drums can go a little extreme. Obviously, it is not the most extreme part of the song. That has to be, somewhere near the bridge or wherever we plan. But intro gives you that opportunity to go to that next level. But then it becomes a challenge, as you were saying, rightly so, to merge, to then flow slowly but effectively into the verse. And now, currently, the problem that we have is, as you said, the guitar riffs gets a little complicated there, and the drums. If you what you have recorded till now, if you listen to it just as the verse, you ignore the intro, then it sounds very perfect to the point. But that the problem becomes in the transitioning, in the whole big picture of things. That verse needs something more energetic so that it can translate well from the intro. So I think we are on the same page with that. Yeah, so we are back. We had some minor technical issue, but that is resolved. Sorry for the inconvenience caused. So yeah, I was saying I'm glad that we are on the same picture with regards to this verse and intro to verse transition, and I'm looking forward to working on that with you so that we can, you know, tackle that problem and solve it. So yeah.
Yes, yes, certainly. So what I'll do is so that particular groove which I've already created, it's like kind of stuck in my head right now, because over the a lot of times I have been trying to manipulate it and work around that particular groove. So whenever I hear that particular riff, it's that particular groove which I had already created, it comes on my mind. So what I'll do is I'll try to brush it off away and think of something new which might be relevant for that, and let's see what comes up. So that is the process which I'll be giving a try.
I understand that that issue that you're facing, because actually, in all honesty, there's a little abruptness in the verse itself, because, or in the transition actually, because it almost starts as a new song within that song, that verse part after the intro, because there could be another way to go about it on the guitar, but that verse in itself has become a thing that leads to the breakdown and the chorus. So now we are at the stage we really need the drums to handle that area of transitioning it well. So that's why that verse will probably take you know, more efforts on your part, but we can probably discuss ideas further and we'll be able to solve it. I'm pretty sure we'll be able to. That's not a major issue, it'll be done. So, and coming after that, of course, if it's a skank beat type of a beat, we'll be able to approach the breakdown with a lot more intensity, and that will easily then lead to the chorus. And secondly, we were discussing about the song with the working title Viking. And yeah.
Before that, sorry to interrupt, you also mentioned that, like when we were talking earlier, that you will try to like put a scream right before the verse starts, so that the whole band can chime in right after a couple of notes. So that is also what we will be seeing how we can place that.
Yeah, so that particular thing is pretty well mapped out in my mind. So basically, there's a four beat or one bar gap between the intro and the verse. So on the third beat, that is exactly 50% the way through, I would start with some sort of a scream, which would be a word that would be that would lead us into the subsequent verse. And when the verse starts after the fourth beat, that is where the entire band will start, including the guitars. In between the space, there will only be the vocals. So kind of like that happens in Lamb of God songs, Hourglass. So which part was that? Just when the first verse starts, the vocals come first. And then
yeah, privilege the chosen few, line, and then the verse starts.
So he does an entire line. Probably we can experiment with that, but right now in my mind, it's playing as... actually, if we study that song as well, the intro is pretty... It's a pretty intense intro. Then he says, privilege the chosen few, and that is the entire line. And after that, the song is actually a little laid back, if I remember correctly. I cannot remember the drums. What were they like?
Like snare on the downbeat. It's like that. So like theoretically, I cannot explain that, but it's in a way laid back as compared to the intro, just because of the backbeat being a little laid back. But it still carries a lot of energy in the verse as well, because the vocals are on it, like right away, they are very powerful. And the riff is also very complimenting to it. But yeah, as compared to the intro, it's a little bit neutral in the energy domain.
So that, I was just speaking regarding that, and I was listening to you describe that, I'm thinking probably we can, you know, extend, instead of having just one single word in that gap, we can have a similar, we can just steal that idea. We can have an extended vocal thing going on there, and probably that will give us some more room to, you know, experiment more on the drums and make them not exactly a skank beat, but try to make use of what you have already composed and try to figure that out. I don't know. It just hit me like an idea, just suddenly. So we can give it a try. So that might create a smoother transition. So that's a new idea that just came up.
Yes, yes, certainly. So we can like create a couple of iterations, like one in which I play a different sort of groove, and in one where in which I keep the groove almost the same which I have already made structurally, and we add the screams and we check which one fits better.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. We did this podcast now after all these hurdles. We got a good idea out of it. So if anyone is listening, you witnessed the song creation process for real.
You witnessed Warcry stealing a bit of Lamb of God's ideas.
And that's how songs are made, man. We steal everything.
Influences.
Yeah, inspiration. So awesome. That's that we'll give that a go and let's see how that works out. I'll probably think about it while before sleeping as well, and I'll discuss it with you next time. But yeah, and secondly, I had to tell you about the other song, Viking, with the working title Viking. I don't think you have checked it out till now, but I was telling you previously as well that I think it is going to be an easy song to cover. Not cover, compose. So, to complete basically, because it is very straightforward as I was telling you, and only the bridge part that I sent you, that's the tricky part. Other than that, it was you asked me last time why it is called Viking, so it was a working title because the intro is very in the face. So it's not like preparing for battle; it's more like it is the battle. So it's like probably while listening to it, you would wanna do your deadlifts or something. So it's like dra 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 cha 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 cha. So that's very similar to that one of the Cataclysm song. Actually, that inspired me for this riff. The American Way, I believe that is the song. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard the name. I might have heard it sometime a long back ago. But I cannot exactly remember the groove. There are a few Cataclysm songs which I've heard, but this one specifically, I do not remember the groove. But I would listen to it after we get off the podcast.
Surely you check that out, because I specifically remember that is the song that inspired me for this one. Because that song is very simple. It has just one groove. And our song is Viking is not that simple, but the main inspiration is from that. So that one, I think they got inspired, if I think critically, they got inspired probably from Walk by Pantera. You'll probably get that feeling when you listen to that song. But yeah, so there's a chain of inspirations flowing down from one generation to the other. So yeah, but I guess
that's how things keep on happening. Like we...
Yeah, man. I mean, that happens a lot.
I totally get your point. And... Yes, totally. So here we have a radio-friendly song, which a lot of listeners who are into lifting would love. I believe that's what the song will provide them. That particular rush to lift heavy weights.
Yeah, when you just want to do like when you really want to just do your PRs, like all our songs should be good enough for the lifting community. But this song in particular should be good for your PRs. So whenever you want to lift your maximum, you go for this. At least that's the plan.
So yeah, this song is... song in the Extreme Metal Workout playlist in Spotify sometime soon in the future.
Yeah, surely, man. I mean, we need to get our songs there. We need to get our songs on Spotify first. But yeah, step by step, we'll get there. So there was Unsullied, there was... Viking, I think, and there was another song, right, that we were supposed to discuss?
Tribal, working title as Tribal.
Yeah, the village song.
Adivasi music.
Yeah, with regards to that, there was a issue with the pre-chorus that we were facing previously, but I had solved that issue Actually, what has happened is since we started this Asana group and since we started working at our jobs and got into this very structured routine, I've been actually able to solve a lot of issues that were coming up composing wise. So including that pre-chorus one. So it turned out I was trying to, you know, if you remember, I was telling you we need to do it in 5x4 or something like that. But it turned out I just reduced the tempo to, I think, 90 or something, and it is gelling now. So probably now you'll be able to easily adapt to that. It was just a tempo change issue. Other than that, tribal is, it'll be done easily. I think I need to send you some more recordings further ahead, and you had sent me some today. So I'll check that out.
It has the drums only as well as the ones which are recorded along with the song.
Awesome. So whenever you send, make sure you send with the song for sure, and then the one without the song. Otherwise, I get confused, like which part, kaha kaha kya dalna hai. Like,
yeah, that's why I've like named it with like relevance, so that it will be easy to navigate for you.
Yeah, yeah, everything is in one folder. So yeah, the naming is on point. So this one was perfect. I'll check that out. Today was when very, very hectic, so I was not able to check it out. I saw the pop-ups when it came on Asana.
Yeah, but, yeah. So you are working on $1 million deal right now, if I'm correct.
A million is close to 10 CR, right?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah,
almost 10 CR.
So just to be clear, I'm not going to make those 10 CR.
But you're even, like, in a way, helping the company to secure that money. And if that happens, then it will be balle balle for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, for my role, since I'm technically in a training period right now. So if we win that, then yeah, that'll be very, very good. But yeah, that's basically a military. I don't know how much I can speak about it here.
Confidential.
But yeah, that's related to the military and drones and yeah.
Yes, yes. So I can relate to that probation thing which you told, because even I am in the, you can say, the internship / probation period, and in a week it would be confirmed if I would be given the permanent role or not. So the company also keeps, like, in a way they indirectly remind me that you are still on the probation period, and you should like, in a way, show that you are capable for handling the permanent role. So this is what I've been looking after as well. So let's see in a week if I get converted as a full-time member or not.
Are you will, I'm pretty sure you will. And yeah, they keep reminding me as well, so I can relate to that.
That is very subtle, and they do it very indirectly, but you get the hints.
Yeah, man, boss was telling me about, just casually telling me about some people he had fired.
I hope our colleagues do not listen to this. And
I don't think they will listen to it anytime soon. So probably
yes, exactly.
By the time they do it, it will be too late. It will be gone already.
Yeah, they like either we would have been converted into good friends, or we would not be in the company. So either of those two things can happen.
Yeah, man. So yeah, and well, looking forward to the next podcast next week. We need to brief Paul. We were supposed to get Paul on this podcast, but technical issues and some lifting issues happened. But yeah, I'll probably, so why we are doing this and all, probably will make a podcast on that as well. In fact, Paul was suggesting, I was telling him I have to give him the presentation on, not presentation, just an explanation on why we are making the podcast, why are we documenting all of this. And I have to do that for Gaurav as well. Ayush ka saath ho gaya tha, but I have to do with them. So Paul suggested that we can make a podcast out of that only. That is explanation, and then we can have more conversation on that further. So I don't know, if does that sound good to you?
Presentation? No, like that would be directed in a very vague manner. So it's better if you give them a short explanation, not a long one. Like 10-15 minutes would be fine, not a complete in-depth presentation or something. You just convey them the like why we are doing this, and like it's for fun, and also why we are putting like why we are focusing on content. And I believe they actually they have it in their mind. It is quite clear to them, but it's just that they would be reminded it again, and hopefully next week we all will be
On the
prepared
same
and
page.
on the same page and be prepared to have another podcast, another
Yeah, man.
episode of that, and the whole band would be here, and it would be certainly very much more fun to discuss new things.
Yeah, because when we are talking, we mostly get into the songs and technical side of things.
Yes.
And but since we are only composing right now, so it's bound to happen. But yeah, I think with the involvement in the podcast, their interest will also grow in other aspects of the band, and that should be good. I think this will be a win-win for the audience as well as the band members themselves. And yeah, you're right. I won't like we shouldn't make a podcast out of that discussion. I'll just brief them separately, and then we can start a discussion on podcast. Otherwise, that
Yes,
will
yes.
become boring.
No, it's not about boring. It's just that the purpose of like you explaining them and that being converted into a podcast, that would it might lead to some different tangent. So it's
Yeah.
better if you just give them a short explanation, or that would suffice, and later on we all would be getting on the episode.
Yeah, probably on Wednesday I'll do that for them. I'll try to book this video session.
Sounds like a
अरे
क्लास दैट यू विल बी टेकिंग.
डूड अभी तो मेरे को पूरा रट्टा मर गया है पूरा लाइक व्हाट एग्जैक्टली टू से व्हेन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन रिगार्डिंग इफ यू आर स्टिल फॉलोइंग अलोंग और नॉट
इज माय स्क्रीन विजिबल? इज माय एम आई ऑडिबल?
Yeah, things like that. So, अभी last to last week, I had had the same conversation with Ayush, and that I was asking him if he's still interested in listening more and getting to know more reasons, and he was like, yes. So that ended up for like 3 hours,
Oh, damn.
cause us we have had like multiple VC sessions now over the weeks and over the months, but with Ayush was never there. So he came, he got time that day. I was like just asking if you're still, if you have the stamina to continue. And he was like, yeah. So within those 3 hours, I explained him everything.
Oh, that's great, man. It's like you have a great capability of explaining things to people, and that is very commendable.
Arey bro,
And
thank you.
on the part of Ayush, it's also great that he was very willing to like completely listen and understand what you have to tell. So that's something that's really
Yeah, man,
commendable.
he, like great stamina he has. Even I was very tired, but he motivated me to go on. So I was like, okay, then, boss, you wanted.
All right,
Awesome.
then let's wrap this particular episode up, and
Yeah, this will be I think it has become an interim thing now, interim podcast kind of a thing. But yeah, I think we discussed a lot of valuable things today that might. Our
yes.
audience, when the songs do get released, if they do listen to this podcast, they might get an idea how things were developing and why things are like that.
Yes, certainly. And after like completing like 5 full takes of recording this particular episode, we are finally almost in a position to like stop the record button, and I hope it gets recorded. And if it doesn't, then I don't know what.
I'm gonna break my phone then.
Save, save. I'll completely throw my phone away, and it's already been acting weird since like last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, man, you should get a new phone probably when you get your salary.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm waiting for. Let some money come into my bank, and then I would think about buying one.
Yeah, awesome, man. Chalo, all the best, yeah. Let's meet up next weekend.